Paint over some color picking. Good art changes lives, and it is happy ideas and constant practice that makes a person into an artist. Or in reverse, art that does not change lives needs improvement. And not painting all the time stops a person from being an artist. There's a myth being spread to slow you down, and even sometimes discourage you from becoming an artist. The people who do that are not mentors, they are not teachers, and they are in fact not artists, because to become an artist, you must have a beautiful heart first. Drawing faces freehand is a real thing, but it is born from years of practice. It's like memorizing a poem. Teaching such an irrelevant trick as the first and foremost is a scam to take tuition money from poor students. Teaching you proportions first may seem like a good idea, but when you think about all the students that gave up, you can easily catch a false teacher who hopes to break people. It's a scam, because teaching proportions is easy to show on paper, it's easy to test, it's easy to bring you doubt or make you feel special. But it's not really that important. It's something that you learn on your own. If your teacher tried to teach you art for real, the lectures would be over just after 3 classes. More than that, art is about happiness. It is about cheerfulness. It is easy sailing from the beginning to the end. Nothing but loveliness and joy along the way. This is the big secret to capturing love of life, to capturing spirit over mere appearance. Miserable art practice can only make mean and miserable artists. Precisely the kind that wants to lift themselves above you and at the cost of denying you the entry into the art world. Look how special they are. They're already artists. And you, oh no, you didn't make it. See, it's very childish. Anyways, tidy up your desk, order or go get a cheap $50 drawing pen and tablet, install the open source and free Krita, watch a tutorial on how to use the reference image tool, grab a funny photo, set it all up, and then use the square marker brush to begin color picking, tracing, and a paint over. Make sure to divide everything up on different layers. Not only are shapes infinite and infinitely recolored by light, our brains do a lot of work that gets in the way of creating art. It is silly to think that this can never change. For example, the same mix of color will appear different depending on its background. Color changes depending where it's at. Color picking and paint overs is the only way to study this kind of visual complexity. Please don't let others trick you away from self-education that delivers new art within hours. A digital painting after a digital painting. And you can even use a wall projector to paint on a canvas. When you have shape and color reference, all that is left is the act of painting. And there is no better way to learn. There will never be a better way to learn than painting. What a beautiful start this is. a solid foundation of hyperrealism that helps you see what the camera can't capture, that instantly helps you see the limits so that you can begin building around them. See, you are already an artist. You are perfectly capable of hyperrealism right now. You can even use the liquify tool on your source images to push yourself away from hyperrealism. You can begin today with the artwork that will later show on page 1 of your art book, that will document your rise and growing up as an artist. Paint overs and color picking are not ugly. They mark a cheerful, independent, and beautiful beginning. Go ahead. Take a picture, paint it, send it back, and look at how much you have learned. How much joy it brought you and whoever received your painting. That's real art. That's good art.